This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, my name is Jeff Sandhu and this is Marketing Mojo. Pokemon Go took the world by storm, no doubts about that. The augmented reality-based game sent players with their mobile phones on a quest to the real world to find and train and battle with Pokemons. It's been a huge success since its launch and it's made huge impact on Nintendo's business outlook. For mobile marketers, however, this presents a massive opportunity both from the gaming and also the advertising point of view. Today, I'm speaking to Rohit Dadwal. He's the Managing Director, Asia Pacific at Mobile Marketing Association, or MMA, to talk about how you can actually leverage on trends like this. So, Rohit, what is it about Pokemon Go that gave the mobile gaming market a huge burst of energy and new opportunities in the augmented reality space?
Thank you, Jeff. Yes, it is truly an amazing game. It has really taken the world by storm. Since its launch 3 weeks back, it has the most downloads of a gaming application around the world. And mind you, it's only been released in a few markets. Having said that, I think this is really coming of age of the mobile device and the virtual reality, augmented reality combination and the merging of the two. We've been talking about augmented reality and location-based services of how retailers and marketeers can leverage it. And I think Pokemon Go clearly shows how offline and online can come together to facilitate both consumer engagement and brand engagement at the same time. The initiation of the game to get people to different locations based on the location of the phone and on the augmented reality to actually capture all those lures helps drive traffic to the offline retailers, offline brands, which earlier was somewhat of a challenge. So I do personally believe the brands can leverage this to a huge extent if they were to incorporate likes of Pokemon Go, which is based on location and augmented reality, into their business.
And so does this mean for marketers like yourself, like we are ready now for a mobile experience with integrated, you know, digital and physical worlds?
True. That's really true because this is promotion of physical activity. Now, what really happens here is when you look at Pokemon Go in the true sense of what the game is, it is helping drive consumers from an online scenario to an offline location. And that is something which marketeers would welcome with open arms because their challenge has been, to a large extent, translating all their online social campaigns and all the buzz that they create to translate it into transactions and purchases, which primarily is driven from an offline media. And if they can facilitate that transaction, if they can facilitate that engagement, and if they can facilitate that experience for a consumer, I would assume it would be a great ROI for all investments that are done on mobile.
Well, but what should a marketer, you know, first ask themselves before they jump onto this, you know, augmented reality bandwagon? What are the key areas that they should, you know, be looking at first?
That's a very good question. You know, marketeers need to understand what their core competence is, what their actual offline business is, and then try and merge the two to initiate some activity or a campaign or an engagement based on augmented reality. It would be wise if they currently have an offline and online engagement plan and then use augmented reality based on or driven by location to kind of merge the two or bring them together. If they do not have that, I do sincerely advise that they start to build that into their marketing plans. As we move forward, it is going to be very important for all marketeers to look at their marketing objectives driven by mobile and not the other way around.
Now, the main success of Pokemon Go is obviously also the community behind it. Would this be hard to replicate on other brands and platforms that, you know, they may not have that huge community behind them?
I think that's the challenge every marketeer has. They need to build their communities. They already have communities. I believe every marketeer has a loyal subscriber base, and they need to translate that into a community which can help drive further engagement for them. The community is not developed primarily for the game only. In Pokemon Go's case, because it's only a game, people leverage the existing community to build or insert their brands into them. McDonald's is a classical case. Mm. They are leveraging Pokemon Go as the game and inserting their brand to drive consumers to McDonald's outlets in Japan. And that's a good combination because they don't have the capability today, but they are leveraging on Pokemon Go. In other scenario or a different scenario, brands could possibly build something on their own which does not rely on Pokemon Go. But they in near future, you will see a lot many more such applications, be it gaming, social or otherwise, which will try and leverage both the features of augmented reality, location and mobile, and try and merge them into driving and building communities. And brands need to be sure if they can translate that into an actual transaction or purchase for their own brand.
Mm. How will marketers be able to gauge or track their ROI or the performance analytics when they do utilize Pokemon Go in their marketing strategy?
I think it's very simple. Given they already have certain metrics, every marketer have their own metrics on what the return of investment is on their dollar spent on online or mobile. What they need to add to that is the transaction value or the footfall. In case of a brand like Nike, if they can drive more consumers of their own community or otherwise into the Nike stores in a particular market, or if they can, and if those people can actually translate into additional sales, if they can translate into additional response metrics, they will be able to identify the additional value of the same dollar spent which currently is on their mobile marketing strategy. But let there be clarity about this. It is not only about additional ROI from a particular campaign. This will also help build brand affinity for marketers. This will help get the consumer closer to that brand with a gaming or otherwise augmented experience, augmented reality experience. And that may have and will have a long-term return for the marketer. So one should be very clear of the short-term versus the long-term returns. And if they can build that, factor that into their business planning, if they can factor that into their marketing objectives, I think in days to come, they will realize that the community that they're building right now will give them long-term returns, and the affinity of the consumer will help add more dollars to the lifetime value of that consumer.
I'm speaking to Rohit Dadwal. He's the Managing Director, Asia Pacific at Mobile Marketing Association, or MMA. And we are talking about the Pokemon Go trend. So we'll be right back and we'll talk about solo mo marketing. What is that? Stay tuned. BFM 89.9. This is Marketing Mojo. My name is Jeff Sandhu. And today I'm speaking to Rohit Dadwal. He's the Managing Director, Asia Pacific at Mobile Marketing Association, or MMA. And we are talking about how you can actually leverage on trends like Pokemon Go. But of course, what else? Now, early on, we spoke about, you know, how Pokemon Go sort of became this viral thing and, you know, marketers are jumping on board. One of the big buzzwords, Rohit, in the marketing world over the last few years has been solo mo marketing, or, you know, social local mobile marketing. Has Pokemon Go finally showed marketers the real potential of what solo mo marketing can do?
It has been established in the past too. I think Pokemon Go has only amplified and put its stamp on solo mo, but it has been done in the past with many other case studies. In many other case studies, a lot of other brands have used it. The gaming feature, what is really interesting is the consumers have used the gaming feature to access more of that solo mo in this particular case, and to bridge that gap from a gaming experience to the location and mobile experience. And that gap cannot be addressed by any other media. So when we used to say a few years back, or even as recently as 6 months back, that solo mo is going to be the future and it's all driven only and only on mobile, I think this helps establish that as a credible medium.
Now, besides augmented reality, what are the functions built in a smartphone that, you know, marketers can actually capitalize in it? And, you know, what are the ways around this?
I think mobile has a lot of functionality. You need to look at what is the brand, what is the marketer's product, and how they can actually facilitate that engagement. The features like phone, features like augmented reality, features like location, features which are inbuilt in terms of the processing speed of the phone, etc., can be leveraged along with internet. And internet can be both 4G data or Wi-Fi. And bringing all these together, I think, will be really important. Internet connectivity is going to be crucial for any and all engagement and all campaigns in the next 2 to 3 years. And I believe the uptake of data and internet, or either on Wi-Fi, will be a huge driver for the success of a lot of marketing campaigns. And vice versa, a lot of the marketing campaigns will help drive the consumption of data for telcos.
Would it be a concern when too many marketers arrive at this new marketing channel at the same time as everyone else does? Would Pokemon Go be like an oversaturated marketing channel before we even knew it?
Now, Pokemon Go, I believe, is one of the many products that will be in the market. It is a universal product because it addresses a certain segment of the consumers, especially the gamers. There will be segmentation in this business. There will be different consumers for different products. As long as you can be targeted and segment your consumer base, I think we are a long way away from saturation in the marketplace.
Any predictions about what the state of gamification and augmented reality for consumer marketing will be like in the next 5 years or so?
It will be the mainstream business. It will be one of the main business lines and return and channels for marketers to utilize, along with social, along with location and applications. I do sincerely believe that accumulation of Solomo with scenarios like Pokemon Go or location or otherwise will help facilitate marketeers to think about what strategic position they need to drive towards and create a niche for themselves for a particular product. A lot of the marketeers have different products, and they need to be now going from a generic mobile strategy to a specific product marketing strategy, which will help drive their consumer engagement.
What should be the steps for them to do to make that shift?
I think they need to understand the capabilities this device offers, first. Second, they also need to make sure that they identify the products within their portfolios, which product can actually be and truly be leveraged, and not go with the momentum and try and build something for each and every product, because it may not be suitable for all kind of products. So to be very clear in their thinking, prioritize the products which will drive maximum benefit and ROI for them. And lastly, to be sure that they work with experienced partners, they work with experienced technology providers to provide a seamless experience to their consumers. Mobile is a channel which has consumers, on which consumers have low tolerance for mistakes. And privacy is going to be a huge factor of the information that brands try and capture of the consumer. So consumers will be wary of what all is being captured. So if the brands can think about their strategy and prioritize the products, I think it will help them to build a more solid business plan.
And what's been your favorite Pokemon Go related campaign that you've come across so far? Besides the McDonald's in Japan, because it's such a cliche thing. McDonald's is becoming a gym for Pokemons.
To me, McDonald's is the best case. And I think I say it for a couple of reasons. One, they saw the opportunity. They were the first ones to grab that opportunity. They are a classical marketer who needs to drive footfall into their retail stores. All the consumption of their product actually 90% of the consumption actually happens in their retail outlets. And if they can engage the gaming consumer, which is huge in a market like Japan, and I believe it's about 50%, to drive them to all these locations, buy lures, get them to experience it, and help that with their own engagement plans, I think is a classical win-win case between Pokemon and McDonald's. I also say that because it is very difficult to be so quick and so nimble for an organization the size of McDonald's to realize the potential within 10 days of the launch of a product and be willing to commit and willing to work with a new technology, new experience, and then put all the effort into making it a reality within 2 weeks of a launch of a product. That says a lot about the opportunity that they have identified, but also about their willingness and commitment to make a success out of this campaign. So to me, it's truly the best scenario that I've seen so far.
If more marketers can be as quick or, you know, as agile as, you know, the McDonald's in Japan, you know, then we would see a lot of people actually sort of, you know, realize the potential of a lot of new technologies.
Yes, and that is true, because McDonald's has been in the business of online and digital and mobile for a long time. So they do understand the advantages of being the first mover in this space. And that is also very important for other marketers to think about as they start to address this space. Are they competent enough? Do they have the capabilities in-house to be able to utilize such scenarios and engage with them? Because if you are not in that position where you have the capabilities or the mindset to engage, you may not be able to provide the real value and get the real return on such engagements.
I've been speaking to Rohit Dadwal. He's the Managing Director Asia Pacific at Mobile Marketing Association, and we are talking about how you can leverage on trends like Pokemon Go. This has been Marketing Mojo. My name is Jeff Sandhu, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.